And so here we are this night, and Christmas is here, or to be a little more precise, almost here, if we want to count midnight as the beginning of that great celebration. But indeed, this is, in a sense, our midnight mass, and so Christmas is here. And are you ready? Are you ready to enter fully into that celebration? One of you coming in tonight came by as we were getting ready to start the service and looked at me, and I will confess it seemed like a slightly dazed look in her face, said, "Merry Christmas." And it almost seemed like I was hearing her say, "Merry Christmas, I think." And I'm not sure if that meant, "I think it's going to be merry," or "I think it's going to be Christmas," or I'm going to make it through this evening. But Christmas is here. And all during the season of Advent, we've been attuned to preparing to welcome this Christ child, to welcome again the good news of God's message made known to us in the person of Jesus Christ, to welcome Jesus Christ fully and wholly into our lives. But can we do that? Are you ready? Are you able? It is a common theme of the season leading up to this night. Phillips Brooks, in his hymn, "O Little Town of Bethlehem," alludes to it. "No ear may hear his coming, but in this world of sin, where meek souls will receive him still, the dear Christ enters in." And later in the last stanza, he says, "O holy child of Bethlehem," a prayer directly to Jesus, "descend to us, we pray, cast out our sin, enter in, be born in us today." Are you ready for Christ to make a home in your heart and in your life? Well, I know I'm not quite ready, for the celebration of Christmas or to make that full welcome. Already between the 4 o'clock service this afternoon and tonight's 10 o'clock service, I've had 2 emails, one from a close friend and one from a family member, expressing their disappointment already at how Christmas is unfolding for them because of certain circumstances. People who didn't show up at a pageant who were expected to be there. And those 2 emails reminded me of 2 people I had promised to call today, long neglected conversations, and I said, "I will call you." And of course, I haven't called them. I'm not ready to fully be engaged with those I love and whom I know love me. But as much as we may be taught that we are to be preparing a place in our hearts and in our lives this season, ultimately that is not what tonight is about. For we know that Mary wasn't ready when an angel appeared to her to say, "Behold, you will conceive and bear a child." We know that Joseph was not ready when he had a dream in the middle of the night that told him that he was to become a father and was to take this woman as his wife and to love her. We know shepherds were not ready for the news they received, and certainly an innkeeper was not ready for a knock on the door. But the news, the good news of this night and the challenge of this night is ultimately not about what we are meant to do, about how well prepared we are or not, but rather about what God has done and God is doing. The question for tonight is not so much, is there room in our lives to welcome Christ, but rather this: is there room for us in God's life, in God's heart, in God's intentions for the creation? Tonight is the 45th anniversary of that now famous photograph taken by one of the Apollo 8 astronauts as their space capsule was circling the moon. It was taken almost by accident. The capsule was just rotating a particular way when one of the astronauts happened to glance out the window and saw a sight never seen before by human eyes. an Earthrise. He quickly grabbed a camera, took that photograph, and it's been reproduced countless times. Now, in one sense, that image of the Earth out there in space can be a beautiful and compelling one about God's intentions for us all. But one could also look at that and see, in one sense, the incredible insignificance of this one small planet amidst the whole galaxy. And the question could be asked, that is the source behind the creation of this whole galaxy, this whole universe. Is that source someone who knows us, who has an intention for us, and who has a purpose for us? And the answer to that question is provided in the person and life and ministry of Jesus Christ, whose birth we celebrate tonight, who says, yes, there is room in God's heart for the whole of creation. There is room in God's heart for God's plans for the fulfillment of human creation. And this human project of human beings living with each other, loving with each other, struggling with each other, and at times fighting and killing each other, in the midst of all of that has come one to proclaim that God intends good for the world and for us. Whatever our circumstances, however ready we may be or unready we may be, it is a yes that resounds amidst our rejoicing. And if you're one of those persons that gets everything lined up for Christmas so that your family comes and all is well, God is in the midst of that. And if you're one of those persons who hasn't made the phone calls or who's experienced disappointment or pain or grief, God is in the midst of that. For God has come amongst us in the person of Jesus Christ to give a resounding yes to our hopes and our dreams, born again on this night. So however you came in this night, I hope you can go out with a sense that there is a place in God's heart for you, for each person you love, and indeed even for the people you don't like, for the whole of creation, and that God will not rest until the good news that has come to us in Jesus Christ is made known to all, and everything that God intends for this creation is fulfilled. So, Merry Christmas. May we all rejoice and say that with hope and joy in our hearts. Amen.